Och Philip sen papper efter these urgent care. Today's date is 02-26-2025. Date of birth is 01-22-1988. Dictation is for Miss Felicia Moses. Moses spells M-O-S-E-S. Felicia spells F-A-Y-E-L-E-C-I-A. This is a ...37-year-old female here with chest pain, period. Patient stated this pain has been going on for approximately 4 days and came in today because she said she usually will have pain but it will not last this long, period. Said pain is located in the left lateral surface of her anterior chest wall. She denies trauma. She also indicated she is having some shoulder pain. Said this goes with her arthritis, but is not sure if it is different with her chest pain, period. Says she is on hydroxychloroquine for her arthritis. She sees a urologist, a rheumatologist on a regular basis for multiple joint pains, for which she's taken this medication after NSAIDs and other approaches failed, period. Next paragraph, patient described pain as dull, rated pain 3/10, not associated with activities, period. Next paragraph, review of systems. Patient denies paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea. Next line, she denies exertional dyspnea. Next line, she denies diaphoresis. Next line, she denies shortness of breath. Next line, a heart score was used to assess patient's risk. Her history, no history of coronary artery disease, no history of hypertension, diabetes, cigarette smoking, or prior cardiac issues, period. Next line, EKG abnormalities is none, a score of 0. Or EKG today reveals normal sinus rhythm, regular rate and rhythm at 97 beats per minute. No Q waves, no ST elevation, no ST depression, a score of 0. Next line, patient's age is 37, a score of 0. Next line, in the absence of troponin score, patient's total heart score is less than 4. Which equates to a low risk for a coronary artery disease or cardiac event, period. Next paragraph, Wells criteria was used to assess this patient for PE. Next line. Patient is not tachycardic. Next line, she has no prior history of DVT or PE. Next line, her oxygenation saturation is 100% at room air. Next line, No history of recent trauma or surgery. Next line. No hemoptysis. Next line. No use of exogenous estrogen. Next line. No clinical signs of DVT. Patient score. Next line. Patient score for PE based on Wells is 0, which equates to a very low probability of having a PE. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert oriented. In no acute distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% of room air. Blood pressure is 149 over 83. Pulse is 114. Repeat pulse is 97. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. No meningeal signs. Next paragraph. Respiratory good, inspiratory and expiratory effort, no adventitious songs, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Next line, EKG, reveals sinus rhythm with no acute abnormality or injury, period. Next line, abdomen is soft, no tendon, no organomegaly, no rebung, no guarding, period. Next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period. Next paragraph. Extremities, no full range of motion of upper and lower extremities, no peripheral edema, no venous cord. She bears weight well with left antalgic gait. She said this is chronic, secondary to her arthritis. Next paragraph. Neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2, 10 is normal. Motor and sensory functions in normal mood and affect a normal period. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is chest pain, open parentheses, atypical. Assessment number 2 is left shoulder pain, period. Today we did labs. Labs include CBC, CMP, lipid profile, A1C, vitamin D, TSH, D3, T4. Patient was advised that she will be contacted if these labs results are of significance, period. Next paragraph. Ultrasound, including echo, was done in the clinic today. Ejection fraction was 56. Or vasculature revealed no significant stenosis. Lower extremity demonstrates no DVT. Next line, kidneys, liver, pelvic organ system, pelvic organ structures demonstrate normal appearance. Next line. In the clinic today, patient received the following: aspirin 81 milligrams, number 2, PO. Next paragraph. A consult was completed for patient to be evaluated by a cardiologist. Patient was advised, the consultation was faxed, and she was advised to make contact with that office for a follow-up. Says she understand and will do. She was given time off from work so she can take care of that follow-up. Patient was given the opportunities to ask questions. She says she has none. She's comfortable with my discharge plan. She was strongly encouraged to come back to the clinic if she gets worse and go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. She was given the opportunity to ask questions, says she has none. End of dictation.